The fruit of the self is obtained through desirelessness. One who is steadfast means one who does not know separateness. To surrender means to give up ego and be humble. In the word sharana, shara means an arrow and na means no. The arrow is denoted by shara, which also means the unbending ego. Thus the one who is sharana, or the one who is surrendered, is one who has given up hardness and is devoid of ego. The company of saints is a very helpful instrument for liberation. What is heaven? To be born in the company of wise persons is itself the attainment of heaven. Consider yourself lucky if your mind becomes fed up with worldly objects. The goddess of sensuality is very fond of the human sacrifice, and she likes it fried alive. The slaves of the belly cannot have the glimpse or darshan of God. Truly blessed is the one who is completely desireless. Always remember that we are from the abode of God, and we are gods entitled to enjoy the nectar of immortality, and are but visitors to this foreign town, the illusory life, just for a few days. The only instrument for liberation is the state of desirelessness. Consider it an offering to the all-devouring death if you have many children. When the crop of illusion is ripe, death devours it. Devotion to the true Guru, the Sadguru, is the birthplace of spirituality. Treat your body as illusion and thereby fulfill your life. When the disciple escapes from illusion, the master is happy. One should satisfy the master with devotion. The man who has been illumined by the light of Brahman should be treated as great, even though he may be young or lowly. One who constantly craves after sense objects is immersed in those objects, and one who meditates on the self becomes the self. Do not say, "I will meditate on God later, I'll do it sometime later." You should constantly meditate, contemplate, and let your mind dwell on the self with great love for it. This is the sign of self-attainment. To have no liking for anything other than the self is the sign of self-attainment. Meditation on anything other than the self is bondage. Always meditate on the divine nature of yourself. All other things are unreal. Any other concentration except on the self, who is the Lord, is bondage. Any meditation or thinking except that which is on the very nature of your own being becomes a tight binding. The world by its nature is a separateness of species. It will never function smoothly. Any fruit except for the self is futile. Please think this over deeply. You are attracted towards that which is objective because the ego never thinks of the true contentment which is found only in the self. If one really does something for their own true welfare, the sense that I am an individual dies because that which exists afterwards is not the individual. The individual turns towards sense objects and in doing so turns towards sorrow. The objects that appear to be pleasant are really unpleasant. The objects that appear attractive are actually very destructive and give pain. Yet the individual always runs after sense objects. One must therefore stop thinking about sense objects and turn to the path of devotion. One must conceive of oneself as a saint and a person who is ready to sacrifice. When the teaching of the Master is assimilated, worldliness is cut away. And though such a one may be in the world, he is not a slave to the world. The sage Shukha said that one should not chase after sense objects, but one should remain unattached. Pursuing sense objects hinders spiritual devotion, even if such devotion is done with proper attention. One who aspires for self-realization should drop the desire for sensual gratification. It is by craving sensual gratification that the jiva is in a way hanged. Meditate only on God who is in your heart. To be devoted to the one self is the real aloneness.
The ego is full of ignorance. Ignorance does not compare to enlightened vision. Ignorance is related to the physical perception. The great statement, Sarvam Khalu Idam Brahma, means all things are Brahman. Friends and foes are all Brahman. Thus, good is Brahman and bad is also Brahman. All the people in the world are slaves of circumstances. Circumstances can compel a man to even pick up dung. Only devotion can do away with circumstances. Through devotion to God, knowledge is achieved. A king is bound by the law that he enforces on his subjects. Law should govern our minds. We should ourselves decide whether we should be bound or not. Devotion is the inner vision of wisdom. One who does not have self-realization while he is living is truly lost. One who is ensnared by worldly things is lost in the stream of mundane life. We should walk with the firm determination on the spiritual path that we have accepted. Do not be tempted by illusion or Maya. You must destroy illusion. Maya dispenses with all people with the same disregard. Only the aspirant whose spiritual practice has remained unfinished gets the human birth and human qualities again. Maya is not afraid of anyone except the one who knows Brahman. Many are the members of the cult of Maya, and very few followers belong to the path of knowledge. You are in essence the incarnation of the divine, and to destroy illusion is your ordained program. Remember that Maya is always keeping watch on you, and remain always on guard. Do not lose sight of your origin, your true home. If you want to become beasts like elephants, horses, then you may consider this world as your home. Be proud of your true nature. Our birth has only one aim, to break the backbone of worldliness. We have not only to achieve our own liberation, but we also have to liberate others. If you live with the conviction that you are God, then you will certainly be God. The one who is without devotion cannot achieve his own good. If you do not follow the path of devotion while living, you will never achieve freedom. The one who is awake achieves, the one who sleeps loses, is an appropriate saying. Even if you die as a good man, a pious man, there is no liberation without devotion. Life without devotion is nothing but deterioration. Saints make their life meaningful while they are living. The one who is liberated while he is living does not worry where his physical body falls at the time of death. The saint is not born and he does not die. One who dies while living has transcended birth and death. The son of the Guru. A Guru Putra is one whose consciousness is always connected to that of the Guru. He should always use discrimination. Live in non-duality. Become aspirants for truth.
Brahman or the Self can be known only by experiencing. This knowledge or dhyana is such that it cannot be understood by merely describing it. To tell someone that sugar is sweet does not enable one to experience its sweetness. One must eat it. Brahman can be understood only by experiencing it, and this is possible only by the grace of the Sadguru. Only in the right fertile land, the mind of the seeker, can the grace of the master come to fruition. One who is a seeker of his own self reaps the fruit of the blessings of the master. One who understands himself really understands, and by self-knowledge is liberated. He who has understood himself does not need anything at all, nor does he wish to possess anything. He who is the Supreme Self or Paramatman has no use for illusion. You are at present very arrogant due to the sense of mine. You have two wives who are wealth and woman. Money and spouse are meant for the ego or the individual jiva and not for God, because God is formless. He is pure spirit. There is a prevailing wrong notion that without having money, devotion is not possible for God Almighty. Really, spirituality has no need for money. When we search ourselves, the higher self can be met, and that is where you realize that the illusion is worthless. Leave behind the ideas of I and mine. To realize that nothing is mine is the very essence of the grace of the Master. You must think, I am not the body. The children and family belong to the body, not to me, the pure, unqualified self. Those who live by the ideas of I and mine are slaves of illusion. How can they know the true value of a saint? The saint does not allow illusion to stand near him. The riches of illusion do not even compare to the riches of freedom. The goddess of prosperity, Lakshmi, makes a beggar of the one who seeks after her, but humbly serves the one who does not care for her. The honor is in not demanding anything from the illusion. To say that I want is an insult. To demand is to insult. Not to demand is to honor. Knowledge or dhyana does not require anything except renunciation. Make a habit of renouncing everything. Saint Kabir has said that the mind dies, illusion dies, and even the body also dies. But hope and desire do not die. If hope and desire die, you yourself will be Saint Kabir. When the poison of desire drops away from the mind, then you will drink the nectar of immortality. Let there not be desire for sense objects, says Saint Ramdas. Give up the sense of mine and you are free.